This is the October 12th, 2017 Whitneytown Advisory Board meeting.
45
miles from here. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry about that.
Okay, let the record show that the board is present. Do we have any members of the county here this evening?
Elder, County Planning.
Welcome. Blanca.
Blanca Vasquez with Park.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments for the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up front. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there any public comment this evening? Seeing there is none. Approval of the minutes from September 14, 2017.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from September 28, 2017.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Minutes are approved. Approval of the agenda for September 28th. Oop.
Motion for approval. There's no change.
Hold on. Approval for the agenda for this evening, October 12th.
Oh my gosh.
2017.
With the correction of the date.
Yes. Go ahead, Paul.
Move approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting with the date change from the 28th to the 12th of November.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed?
Yeah, it's not November, it's October.
October 12th.
You said November.
No, I said September, didn't I?
No, you
said November.
You said November, but it's actually October.
Did you all go
to October 12th, 2017, my apologies.
Okay. Any announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events? So we received, there is an open house that the Clark County Water Reclamation District is having. If you haven't been on the tour, it's really nice. It's Saturday, November 4th, 2017. They do a really great job. You walk in. They have presentations, and then they have buses that take you all around the reclamation district, and they explain like each process of what they do. So November 4th, 2017 from 9 to 3 o'clock. The last tour departs at 2 p.m. We also have a upcoming trunk or treat. Would you like to speak to it?
Trunk or treat on October 26th, right here at Whitney Park, and it's from 5:30 to 7:30. And we're going to have a lot of entertainment here and a lot of fun stuff for the kids.
Yeah, we need
candy donations. Goes without saying. Can't have a trunk or treat without candy. We need a lot of donations for candy.
Are you guys still expected? Like last year, there was like 1,000. Still,
yeah.
Kind of expected.
Most of, probably.
I thought we got over that close to
2,000 last year.
But
we'll have the same.
We had tons of donations from Albertsons and Walmart and Target, and we're just not getting all the donations. So, and also November 4th, we've got our Whitney neighborhood cleanup as well. And it's going to be in the morning. We're meeting here at 9 o'clock, and we're working with Outside Las Vegas. They do a great job of getting volunteers. We're going to pick up different areas from the community.
Which, along Stephanie or along Duck Creek?
Along.
This is
Stephanie.
Stephanie. It doesn't look too bad, no. No.
We're just looking for areas to send volunteers. I know
right.
We've got a few weeks, but.
What was that date, Blanca?
November 4th.
So obviously, if you see any areas that really need some work, let Veronica know.
And I'll get dumpsters out to those areas and send volunteers at that point.
If I can make one thing that I remember, over on, was it Hamilton? Oh, that area looked pretty bad. I mean, but there's a, check it out, because there was a lot of furniture, just trash strewn out there when I was over there a couple weeks ago.
Planning and zoning. The first item is DR-0810-17, Best Time RV Limited at 6590 Boulder Highway, a design review for proposed addition and remodel to an existing RV sales, rental, and repair facility on a portion of 2.3 acres in an MD designated manufacturing zone in the MUD3 overlay district. Generally located on the southwest side of Boulder Highway and the north side of Boulder Ranch Avenue within Whitney. And is there somebody here?
Yeah.
Please step forward and state your name and your presentation, please.
Okay.
Do you need easels?
It's right there.
My name is Cheryl Buscam of West Architects, and I did bring some pieces
of
paper if you would like.
Yes.
Which way they put it? Okay, so this project is a small, this is a Boulder Ranch right here. I mean, Boulder Highway, and this is the little road here is Boulder Ranch. And it's a small addition here, it's a wash bay. It's open on the back side. It's just to protect the vans while they're washing them. And they're also going to be adding a second story to an existing building, the existing infrastructure. So the building's already there, but they're going to put a second story inside of it.
Inside.
It's got the space for it, yeah. So they'll be building a second story on that. And they're going to be using the same materials that are existing, the same systems. It'll have all the same look. It's a metal prefab building right now. The front of it is a flat panel, and the back side has a corrugated edges. And this is the little addition over here. They're very small. It's very small. It's not very big. So you won't see anything, basically, other than what's there already. It's because everything's hidden. It's about 3,500 square feet addition on the second floor and about a 700 square foot addition for the wash bay. Any questions? This is the floor plan. Yes, I got to. It'll fall. So this is the first floor plan, and the only changes they're doing here is they're making some offices down here, and then they're adding this addition.
That's where
the laundry. So this is the wash bay right here, and that's only one story. It doesn't have a second story on it. So the only second story level is going to be right here.
And it's going to be in the building. So.
Yeah, it's inside the building. So basically, they're adding more office space to handle their growing business.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing that there is no one, I'm closing this to the public, and I'm opening this to the board. I had two questions. One, so I saw in the information that you're taking out a set of stairs but putting an elevator in.
We are putting an elevator in, and we're also putting in, we have to have two exits out of the top second story.
That's my question.
Yes, we have a second stair that we're replacing inside a service bay.
Okay.
Because it doesn't meet code, and then the interior one will be for the personnel inside.
Okay. Yeah, that was my question. I'm like, if you take it out and the elevator breaks down, how do they get out?
Oh, no, there's two exits. Stair exits plus the elevator.
Okay, great. And then on the one, so I was trying to look, there are no windows. Will there be windows on
that
second floor?
We are adding, and it says doesn't show in this picture because this is an existing picture. Mm-hmm. So there's no windows up here.
But will there be?
But we will be adding, where's my other? We're adding these two windows.
So what do they look out on?
They look out towards Boulder Highway.
Okay. Because it said that on one side there was an apartment complex.
That's on the south side. You won't see that.
Okay.
That's not, no works on that side.
Okay, great. That's my questions. Jerry?
I really didn't have any questions. I was just happy to see that you're that busy. I went past there. You've got tons of vehicles.
They are busy.
And one of the items that they mentioned, though, was that the parking of the vehicles along mm-hmm. the fence on Boulder Ranch that needs to be moved.
On the fence side, by the public works condition?
Yes.
Yes. We are researching that right now.
Okay.
They had two conditions. One was vacate of an easement.
Right.
And that's an easy one. We're going to handle that one.
Right.
The other one, we're trying to work with the adjacent property owner.
Okay, but yeah. Those are your vehicles there, right?
They're the not all of them.
Oh, not all of them.
The others, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking, wow, they're really busy, you know. The parking lot was quite full.
Yeah, they are busy, though, so they've got a lot of people, and they're big vehicles.
Yeah,
so they take space.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's all I have. Paul?
Amy asked about the ingress and egress to the upstairs. You mentioned some stairwells. One exits into the existing building.
There's an existing stair there now.
Okay. From where?
It comes in from the service bay here. Let me show you. Go back to here. So there's an existing stair here now. It goes up. They have a storage space up here. Above existing up here.
Okay. So it's access that storage space.
Right. And we're going to utilize
that. Modify it to access the new second level.
Correct.
Those are considered fire exits by the fire department?
The fire, yes, that is legal. It's legal.
So you have one that will exit, both of them exit inside a building, but there's nothing external from the upstairs to exit for fire safety?
No.
They would exit down the stairs inside their own building or into the large bay?
Right, the large bay. This is a service bay, yes.
Okay. Something about that just doesn't sound right, that if there was a fire or anything, the only exits are into another part of the building, as opposed to an external, you know, getting out of the building. But that's between them and the fire department, I guess. The wash bay, what kind of chemicals and what kind of equipment are going to be added in there to do this washing? I assume it's power washing equipment using special chemicals and so on?
I'm going to have to defer that. I have no clue.
So I'm Matthew Wyman. I'm with Design Builders. We're the general contractor. And just to clarify one thing, they currently have wash bays here, so this is just one added.
So you're adding more wash bay.
We're adding just more room to facilitate one additional room. So there are no additional services that are going to be different than what's currently here.
Okay,
right,
so the plumbing for the new wash bay will somehow get worked into the plumbing of the old wash bay?
Right, well, there's a trench drain here that flows into a sand oil interceptor at this location. We will provide that flows into that same sand oil.
So something similar to a septic tank.
Well, it's
in my line of thinking. Okay.
Yeah, yes, it cleans the water.
It's not going into the
sewer.
No,
it's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, what type of chemicals do they use to do the washing?
Just normal cleaning materials that have been code approved.
Any other questions?
Can't think of
it. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion.
Very good.
I am going to make a motion for DR-0810-17 for approval with staff conditions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? It passes. And are you aware of your next steps? Are you aware of your next steps when you're submitting them? Okay. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Next item is general business. Any general business? Any news about potential board members?
Yes. We got an application earlier this week. He is the captain. I was talking about the captain of Metro. He's actually a constable. He wants to be a constable. He's in my office. And he's the one that I send all of your attendees to. So he lives in the area. He's actually with the Christian community. He's just trying to get him to apply. So this process, we have to go through to get him appointed by the board of commissioners. My hope is I can have him appointed by the first meeting in November and be able to serve on the.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Oh, terrific.
So now, even if he's in the other commissioner's district, it is still Whitney Township?
Yes,
how does that work?
So Whitney Township is the other two commissioner districts.
Right, okay.
Both commissioners,
right.
And so Chukchukiliani has enough population within the area that she can have one appointment. And so he can decide to split it to the other district.
Okay.
So we're going to have her make a motion to appoint him. But otherwise, that's just kind of semantics of what we do internally. Otherwise,
right.
What about the gentleman, the husband from Duck Creek? Last time he was here, he was real excited about fill out an app and nothing else.
So are you going to either fax it, or email it, or mail it, or drop it out?
Or nothing.
Or nothing. He chose nothing.
Well, he just seemed so excited last time that he was going to do that at the last meeting. Okay.
Okay. But hey, that's exciting news.
Yes, okay. You guys can't abuse him.
We will be very nice.
Okay.
You say it's
no,
a gentleman?
No, she needs to go going after
him.
Yeah. To do stuff for us.
I'll still be in the minority, but that's okay. I got
oh,
two good ones over here. I just followed their lead now. Yeah.
Are you saying because he's a gentleman and you're not? Is that what you're talking
about? All right. Excuse me, we're still on the record.
No.
Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair of the board by a majority vote. Seeing that there is no general public, the next meeting date is November 2nd, 2017. We are adjourned.
And I think it's right. We got our card today to see that.